Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, for one final time here in this 2025 season, as this is our final football Coach's Corner of the year. As the Warhawks fall on Friday night in the second round of the Class A postseason, 53-20 at number 2 in Class A, St. Ansgar. And Coach, your initial thoughts on this game facing a really good Saints team?
Really good team's a massive understatement. You know, that team's as good as any in the state. And, you know, for whatever reason, we just started slow, and it really took a long time to get going there. And then it just, against a team that good, it avalanches on you pretty quick. And we had a fumble early. We had a couple special teams issues, and just gave them short fields, put our defense in really bad position. And this team's too good to do that. So I don't want to take anything away from our opponent. That was a heck of a game, and we knew how steep the climb was going to be. We knew how good they were. We knew we needed to be close to perfect, and we're not. We wanted to be, but some self-inflicted wounds dug the hole too big, too deep there to start the game, and just got out of hand there a little quicker than we wanted it to.
Some of the positives from this game, I was really impressed by Xander Hansen. When he was able to buy some time with that pressure the Saints were bringing, he was able to drop some dimes. A really great pass to Ryland Dorenkamp for a touchdown from 49 yards, and then able to find Dak Sunkin as well for a touchdown.
Yeah, Xander's had a really good year, and he's had to put the team above himself. He's a very talented quarterback, makes good decisions, really accurate with the ball, and you know, I appreciate, you know, his willingness to buy into our offensive approach, which doesn't always benefit him. His attempts are fairly limited a lot of games, but yeah, I thought he was really good tonight. We had some protection issues there in the first half. Again, that front's that good. They cooked up some twists and stunts and brought some pressure, and that's playoff football, and that's a team that's giving up 4 points a game defensively. It's as good of a team as you're going to play in Class A football. So, again, part of the issues were we just couldn't protect them there. So once we kind of got that rectified and we evaluated what our options were to try and alleviate that pressure and get them out, I thought he started to click, and we hit some throws down the field, and obviously too little too late. Obviously the game got away from us there, but Xander's got, you know, he's going to have a heck of a basketball season this year ahead of him. He's a really good baseball player, so we'll let him get away from football for a little bit and go to the next thing, but he's got a big senior year ahead of him, and he's got a ton of talent, and he's certainly going to be a core player senior season next year.
Dak Sunkin able to find the end zone twice in his final game as a Warhawk. What you saw there?
Everything I've seen from him since I've been here, which is just maximum effort and just loves playing the game. You know, and he's a guy that the ebbs and flows, and more specifically the adversity, and when things go wrong, it never takes away from his spirit. He's got a great spirit for the game, love of his teammates, and, you know, I'm going to miss that kid. We're all going to miss him, but just miss his positivity in the huddle, how he always found a way to, you know, to bring a smile to people's faces and keep people going when times were tough, and certainly times have been tough throughout his career, but, man, he had a heck of a senior season to cap his career here, and we're grateful for everything he did, and had another good game tonight, and that's business as usual. It's what we expect.
Coach, looking back at Friday night, what an amazing crowd from West Fork making the trip up here to support your team. Stands were completely full. Also, Warhawk Nation lining the fence, the support you felt here in this playoff game.
As the head coach, I'm really frustrated that we didn't perform better. We didn't give them more to cheer about till the game, you know, drug along there. So that's the part that bothers me, but our fan support has been incredible. Speaking for me and only me, I am so incredibly grateful to our community for all of their support. We had a police escort. We had people lining the streets for a send-off. We had people outside the main highway going up to Mason, honking horns and waving us down the highway. So that was really special, something I'll never forget. Incredible support our community's had for these kids, and they stayed to the end, and they were loud to the end, and I appreciate every minute, all their support all season long.
Final huddles are by far the hardest in a season. What you would like to share from that final huddle on what you said to your team?
The emotions are really, really high for those guys whose careers just ended here. But it's going to be really positive and really grateful for those guys for believing in our vision for the program and continue to stick with it when the results were not there. Could have easily quit, could have easily openly questioned what we were doing, and they just didn't do that. They continued to show up, they continued to believe, they continued to put in the work. I am so incredibly proud of the job that they have done to get this program to a second round playoff game, to get it to the most wins in school history, to set the records that we've set this year. It's a testament to their character and their grit. Can't thank them enough, and can't be positive enough to anybody listening. We had elite leadership on this team this year from our 8 seniors, and you know, we're going to miss them. Just thinking about it already makes me emotional, but you know, they're going to go on to have a great senior season with all their other activities, and going to go on and do great things once they graduate here and leave. So very, very grateful to that group of 8 young men for their contributions to our program.
As we wrap up our time here, Coach, on our final Coach's Corner here this year, what the next step is for this team, as you have those 8 seniors set a standard. It's going to be a big off season for the great returners you have that put in the work here this year and can only go up from here.
This should be a springboard, and this taste of success should really push them and drive them to raise the bar even higher. You know, it's a long off season, and guys are pulled in so many different directions, but I feel really good about the young kids in this program that are turning. Don't get me wrong, we're losing some extremely talented, dedicated players with those seniors. They're massive holes to fill in this roster, but we got a lot of talent coming back. We got a lot of talent coming up the pipe, and the path forward is pretty clear because it's been modeled of what it needs to look like to get it to this point, and it's just a matter of not letting it slip. It slips because of laziness. It slips because you take it for granted. And I don't think our kids are wired that way, and I'm excited for what has been built and what's to come here with the program.
Well, Coach, thank you so much all fall long for joining us here on the Coach's Corner, keeping us updated on a historic milestone run for this Warhawks team. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Corner, and have a great offseason with your team.
Appreciate all the coverage we get from you guys and you personally, Josh. Been a great season, but you know, you're a big part of that. I really enjoy coming on the show and all the work you do to highlight what our kids are doing and put a spotlight on our program. So that's a two-way street. I appreciate it, man.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Football, Dan Westhoff, for joining us all season long here on the Coach's Corner.